Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbert with today's Shir, Hilchas Nachlas, the Laws of Inheritance, Chapter 8. This chapter contains two halachas concerning the special rules and regulations of the case where relatives are permitted to enter the field and take care of fields of someone whom they stand to inherit, even where there is no definite proof that the person has died. We learned in the previous chapter that under three conditions, relatives are allowed to enter the fields of the person who has died and take care of them. The case where, even though there is no definite proof that the person has died, that is the case where someone was kidnapped and there was a rumor that he died but no definite proof, a case where someone disappeared, he fled because his life was in danger and he never came back and was never heard from again, or a case even where a person left voluntarily and he never came back and some rumor that could not be substantiated was heard that he died. So in those cases, we learned in the previous chapter that the heirs are permitted to enter the fields to take care of them. Kishamayridim korev l'nichsei hashavui, when a relative is sent in by the Bezdin into the property of someone who was kidnapped, oy boireach, or someone who fled, oy l'nichsei hayoytzi ladas, or into the property of someone who left the country voluntarily, sheshamu boy shameis, where there was a rumor heard that he had died, but it could not be substantiated by definite proof. In all of these cases, lo yoyridu koten, they should not send a child, a minor, into the field to take care of them, shema yafsid hanechotzim, because he does not know how to take care of the property properly, and he may cause its loss. Ve'ein mayridim korev l'nichsei koten. A relative is not sent in to take care of the property of someone if the person who has disappeared into another country was himself a minor child. Shema yitin, because then this, later on, this person, the relative who was sent in to take care of the property, may claim falsely v'yoymar, and he'll say, zechelki, this property is in fact my own. It is my share, hamagia lim b'yerushosi, which I myself have inherited. Va'afilu koriv, machmas koriv, ein mayridin. And even one relative is not sent in to take care of the property of some other relative who stood to inherit. Ketzad, for example, what do we mean by these rules that we just stated? Hoyu shnei achim, if there were two brothers, echot godol v'echot koten, one was a grown-up and one was a child, v'nishbe hakoten, they had inherited property and this property belonged to them, and the child was captured, he was kidnapped, oy borach, or he fled because his life was in danger. Ein mayridim hagodol, his older brother, who is a grown-up, is not sent into the property, leteich sadehu, into the field. Mipnei shakotn ein yochel limchos, because this child, even were he here, were he to come back, this child is still a child, he cannot, in fact, protest against this, since he's only a child. V'shema yachzik zehaov, and this older brother will keep it and treat it as his own possession, and people will think that it's his own possession. Uliachashonim, and years later, when the young child comes back and claims his property, Yoimar, this older brother will say, Zechelki Sheigiali Birushosi. No, this does not belong to my younger brother. This is, in fact, my share, which I inherited from our father, Umachmas Yerushabasi, and I didn't take this field as a guardian for my younger brother. I took this field as my own inheritance. Va'afilu ben ochiv shel zeh hakotn hanishba, and even the son of the brother of this child who was kidnapped, he himself, even though he's only a nephew, and he could not claim that he also inherited it, because he does not stand to inherit from his grandfather, nevertheless, he is also not sent in to take care of the property. Shema Yoimar, because he might say, Shemachmas Ovi Yorashti Chelegze. It's true, I didn't inherit it, but this is the share that my father inherited from his father, and it's not my uncle's share at all. And it's from my father that I inherited this share. Halacha Beis, La'oilam Ein Mayridim Karev L'Nichsei Katan, in no case do we send a relative in to take care of the property of a child, afilu karev machmas achei ha'eim, even if it's a relative who is related to him through the brothers of the mother, she'einam re'uyim lirash, who are not in any case eligible to inherit, because inheritance is only through the father's family. In other words, his maternal uncle or their descendants cannot be sent in as caretakers here. Why not? Even though they cannot claim it as their own, since they're related by the mother, harchoki yaseirahi. This is an extra care that the sages have taken. They are being extra careful here. Va'afilu yesh beinehem shtar chaluka, and even in a case of a minor child who inherited along with his older brothers property from their father, even if there is a document that specifies how the property was divided, so that later on the older brother could not say, I inherited this property, because the document clearly states that the property was inherited by the younger brother, bein babotim, bein basadis, regardless of whether we're dealing with houses or we're dealing with fields, in either case, there's a document that specifies who inherited what. Nevertheless, lo yered, the relative should not be sent in as a caretaker of the property. Va'afilu omar, and even if he says, kisvu alai shtar arisus, write a document here that says that I'm only a sharecropper here taking care. Lo yered, he is not sent in to take care of the property. Shema yoivdu hashtaris, because it may happen that the documents will be lost, the yarchu hayomim, and many years will go by, and it will all be forgotten, the yitin, and later on, he will claim the yoimar, and he'll say, shazachelik yerushot, this is a share of my inheritance, baloi, that came to him, machmas meirishav, that he inherited from people whose property he inherited. My son, once happened such a fact, in fact happened, the isha achas, there was a certain woman, shahayu la sholish bonis, she had three daughters, the Nishbis Hazkena, and this old woman was kidnapped. He, Ubas Achas, she and one of the daughters were kidnapped. Umesa Bas Shnia, and then the two daughters who were left over, the second daughter died. The Hinicha Bein Kotten, and she left over a minor son. The Oim Ruchachomim, and the sages said, Oim Meridim Zu Habas Anishara, the other daughter who remains is not to be sent in Lanachosim to the property. Shema Mesa Haskena, because maybe the old lady has died. Venimsu Shlish Nechosim Eilu Lakotten, and it turns out that one third of this property belongs to this child now. Bein Meridim Koriv Lenichse Kotten. And a relative, even in this case, is not sent into the property of a minor. V'chein ein mayridim mozeh hakotin b'nechosim. And similarly, this minor child is not sent in. After all, we're afraid that maybe this minor child is an heir here, and they'll disinherit him. So if he's an heir, let him be sent into the property. We do not send the child into the property. Shema Dayan Haskena Bechayim, because maybe the old lady is still living, the grandmother, V'ein Meiridim Kotten L'Nichsei Shavui. And since he's a minor, we stated in Halacha Aleph that a minor, a child, is not sent in to take care of the property of someone who was kidnapped, because he will not take care of it properly. So what do we do in such a case? Since we have to appoint a guardian, a non-related guardian here, for the half of the property that belongs to the minor, since we're anyway appointing a guardian, we appoint a guardian for the entire property of the grandmother. Achazman, anyway, in this case, that we're talking about here, the way it actually happened. Later on, Shamu, they heard Shamesa Haskena, they heard a rumor that the grandmother died. Amru Chachamim, in this case, the sages said, Teirit Habas HaNishara, let the remaining daughter go in and take care of Lishlish HaNechosim, to one-third of the property, Shahu Chelek Yerushasa, that is the share of her property, since she was one of the three daughters. The Yeret HaKotn, Lishlish Shahu Shel Chelkei Minichse Haskena, and let the child, who is a grandson of the old lady, let him go in to the one-third that he inherits because of his mother. Bahashlish Shal Bas HaShvuya, and the one-third of the property that should have gone to the daughter who was also captured, for that part of the property, she cannot take it as a caretaker, but we have to appoint a guardian, because there's a share of the child. Why does the child here have possibly a share? Because maybe that daughter who was kidnapped also died. The kidnapped daughter also died. And now her living sister and this child, who was the child of her dead sister, share her property, and so this child has one half of her third. And so the law will apply in any similar situation. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for Chapter 9.